Eric Smith, what a presence he has. He just walks into a room and he commands the room. I mean, he kind of walks in and, you know, we had Jeff Huber do this at the very beginning of the show. I think Jeff Huber put on his headset about 3 seconds before we went on the air when he wanted to be on 6 o'clock. And we're going to bring in veteran head coach Eric Smith, who was at Fairview for a long time, and he's been at Avon Lake for a longer time than that.
That's
Eric,
not good.
How many years at Avon Lake?
This is year 18.
18th year at Avon Lake.
So it's 23 total.
Holy smokes.
That's what I said.
So tell us about year 18 at Avon Lake. What does the Shoremen have this year?
I think we can be pretty good. And you know me. I don't say that very easily. I'm actually not really happy with myself saying that. I think if we can stay healthy and we can continue to do the things that we're capable of, we're talking about why not us. This is the year that, I mean, we've been kind of building towards this. We've got Colin Stewart and Matthew Stewie and Isaac Richardson who have been, three and 4 year starters.
Right.
And we've been kind of building for this. And I think we can go 10 deep. I think I can play 10 guys. And we're going to play Avon Lake basketball. We're going to get after some people. And we're going to push it. We're going to get after it. We're going to press. And they've bought in. We had an outstanding off season with these guys. They've always been a good, tight-knit group of kids. But this summer, they went everywhere together. It didn't make any difference where we went. They were there together. Guys were hurt, couldn't play. They came and sat. They got on the bus, and they drove 2 hours to wherever we were going, and they watched. And, you can't build those things. You can't demand those things. Those just things just kind of happen. And I'm fairly excited for what I think we can be.
That sounds great, Eric. I know, we talk about chemistry and being together. There's no drill for that.
No,
either. But what happened is these kids have grown up together, and they know, this is the time.
Right.
And that I could sense that in just the way you're talking about them, that's probably how they're feeling.
Right.
And they felt like they've put in the work to deserve victory.
Correct.
Earn it.
Correct.
And you got to be excited about
right.
it.
I am. I mean, they're a group that they push each other. I heard Coach Chase talking about a player-led team, and I think we're truly there. I mean, they love to compete, not just against other people, but against themselves.
Practice.
Everything that we do is competitive. We were doing a drill. We were going 4-on-4 shell today, and we had 10 minutes slotted off, and we were going, and the 10 minutes was up, and I said, okay, we're moving on. And the group was on and said, we're not done. And I said, what do you mean we're not done? They said, we didn't end with a stop. We're not stopping
awesome.
This until we're done. And I was like, all right, let's keep going. And that was them. That wasn't us. I was like, okay, we were good. We got out of this what we needed to. And they were like, no, coach, we're not done. And I'm like, all right,
And when you say you're 10 deep, that's what your practices are going to be like.
Right.
Which
and we
can
just
only
and,
be a positive
and, you know,
thing.
We talk about our goal is practices should be harder than the games. And if we can do things for two and a half hours that are going to push each other, we're just going to make each other better so that when we get to the game, we're ready to go.
Eric, any football players on the team?
A lot of them.
Okay, so my follow-up question then would be, how long does it take them to get into basketball shape?
Well,
shape and basketball shape, two different things. Obviously, watch the football team, a lot of those guys in great shape, but it's still a different shape.
Well, we're going to find out, and I think it's a good thing that we are 10 deep right now, especially early in the season. Today was the first time I've had my 12 guys, my 13 guys in the gym together where we haven't had flu, the sickness has been running rampant through the school. So we had 3 or 4 guys out with that. We had some guys coming back trying to nurse some things back from football. Today was the first time we've had everybody. We've been kind of mixing and matching, but it'll take us a while, but we have some pretty good athletes and the guys we do have coming back from football are skill position guys. Matthew Stewie, a wide receiver. Isaac Richardson, a wide receiver. Keegan Ruddick, defensive back. Pierden Pepe, defensive back. Derek McCrum, outside linebacker, safety, wide receiver. So we have a bunch of guys there it'll take them some time to get into the basketball shape, and we'll get it. But by the same token, those guys were coming in 12th period football season. They're coming in 12th period, and they're off period getting shots at, you know, a couple of guys coming in at 6 a.m., 6:30 in the morning, getting some shots in before school once or twice a week, and then going out to football practice. And so it's going to take us a while, but they're excited for what's going to happen this year.
Again, we're joined by Eric Smith, the 18th year head coach of the Avon Lake Shoremen, as his team gets ready to embark on another campaign. And you told us that you think this team can be good, pretty good. If you're going to get to where you think they can be, what's one or two things you have to do?
We have to defend. We want to be a pressure team, meaning that we want to put pressure on teams in the half court and the full court defensively, and we want to push the ball in transition offensively and put pressure on them and not give the other team a chance to breathe the entire game. And by running people in and out, you know, we're going to do that. So if we can defend the way we want to in the half court, which I think we can, I mean, we're going to be long this year. We're going to start, you know, Colin Stewart's going to be our point guard at 6'1", and he's going to be the smallest out there. We're going to go 6'4", 6'4", 6'6", 6'5",
yeah.
You know, and they're long and they're athletic. So I think we can switch 1 through 5 defensively. Our big guys can guard the guards. Our little guys are in the weight room and they can guard in the post a little bit. So, you know, we're switching everything and we're getting after some people.
You know what else is awesome with the days now where kids pick one sport and say, that's my sport. It's great to hear at Avon Lake, that's not the story. Your athletes are playing and they're going to be happy they did that when their career is done. Some of the best athletes we had at Clearview, some that played professionally, were multi-sport athletes.
And as soon as these guys get done with basketball, we got 3 or 4 of them are going to go run track. Yeah. We got a couple lacrosse guys. We've got, and then we get that. And then, I heard a couple coaches talking about their kids in the classroom. We've got 13 guys on the team. I've got 8 guys with over a 4-point.
Wow.
So that's a testament to them as well.
From a coaching standpoint, how much does that make your job easier when you've got kids that are obviously that smart in the classroom? Does that translate into basketball smarts as well? Does that make your job easier or tougher when you've got kids that are really, really good in the classroom?
Sometimes it helps and sometimes it hurts.
Okay.
Sometimes they think
overthink it.
Okay.
Because they're always looking for the next best thing or the right answer, and sometimes they end up doubting themselves. And we try to teach them to, you know, not think and react and go play and play with some anticipation. And sometimes that's hard, but when you have a veteran group, which I think we're going to have this year with some guys that have some experience, that they understand our system. Things haven't changed. They've been running the same offense since they've been in seventh grade. You know, the defense has been there, so it's just tweaking it and fine-tuning it and putting the parts together.
How do you see the SWC this year?
Wide open. Wide open. I think, you know, I think we've got as good a chance as any. Elyria is going to be very good. Ridgeville is going to be very good. I think the wild card is going to be Berea. You're not really sure how that, you know, new coach coming in,
right.
You know, point guard leaving and going to Lutheran West, some different things, some moving parts over there, but I think they're going to be very, very good. Avon's, I mean, I've said this for 18 years. There is not an off night in the Southwest Conference. If you don't come ready to play with your A game, you're going to get beat. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different styles of play. When you look at all the coaches in the league, we all do something a little bit different that you have to get ready for. So there's no such thing as, oh, this is going to be, we're just going to go in and, you know, have a couple of days of practice and then go play. You need to prepare. And if you're not prepared, you're going to get beat. But I think any one of a handful, 4 or 5 different teams could win this league this year. And
yeah,
I don't think it's going to be an undefeated team either.
Yeah, if someone said maybe 3 losses could
correct.
Win it. But
correct.
I told Rob, when I listen to the morning wrap-up, I'm never surprised by a score I hear in the SWC because the teams are so
correct.
Evenly matched and matchups make a difference. One thing about the classroom, though, those kids that are, you know, getting those high grades, they're disciplined. And that helps.
Correct.
You know, I mean,
right.
I know Coach Walsh always said he didn't want them overthinking. You know, he want them reacting and playing. But, you know, they're disciplined. They know what hard work has a reward at the end.
Correct.
You know, so that's always good. You know,
right.
that's definitely good.
And I suppose you don't have to worry about, oh, I got to get on their teacher and see and look at their grades. And are they going to be with me next semester and all that?
You know, knock on wood here, that, you know, 18 years, that's something I've – Never had a kid ineligible. Never had a kid that we've had to do anything for.
That's awesome.
You know, discipline wise, that we've good kids. You know, good families. And
Erica, we'll leave you with this. 18 years. What makes you still love doing it at Avon Lake?
Every year is different. It's a brand. Yeah. Every year is. We tell them every year is a lifetime. You know, it starts out day one, and it goes to the end, and things change. And I don't care if we're bringing seven seniors back this year from a group that's been together forever. This is a brand new year and a brand new team, and that's what keeps you going. It keeps you young. You know,
yeah,
and
that's great.
You know, I'm getting up there. So.
That's great. We all are, Coach.
No, Eric, so, you do a great job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And we look forward to watching you and the Shoreman play throughout the year. And
thank you very much.
You guys are hosting the boys.
We got the preview.
Talk about that a little bit.
We're looking forward to that. We're getting hosted again. And one of the, I love it. I think I'm a little biased, but I think we have the best facility in Lorain County to come to a high school basketball game. And we're going to bring, you know, the 10 teams in on Saturday for, you know, six halves of basketball. And I think it's a great thing for the county to get out and be able to see different teams, different styles of play, and the kids. And I like it. It gives the kids a chance to get the uniforms on and get out there with the lights on with some people watching before game one. Because, you know, that's Saturday, and then the following Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, we're going to Brunswick, and we're turning around the following Tuesday, and we got Lorain coming in to our place. So
at least you're starting with a couple of cupcakes.
we told the boys we were gonna challenge them this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we did. So we're gonna try to get ready.
They'll be
all
ready.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck,
thanks,
Eric.
Jack.
That's Eric Smith, the 18th year head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman.